Yes, the bird feeder stays. If the bird feeder was attached to a deck, it stays with the property. Now, a lot of these things I'm talking about can be excluded if you say, I've got to take that with me, that my family member gave it to me as a gift or something like that. People are pretty understanding during negotiations up front. But we just don't want to do this just before closing, remove something or even ask for something to be removed. The time to do it is during contract negotiations. The reason I had to do this about bird feeders is because we've had it happen where somebody says, but my mom gave it to me or something like that. And the buyer and the seller did not get along during the transaction. And the buyer wouldn't let the seller take the bird feeder with them. It was really just a matter of principle. You're not going to win. And emotions run really high in these transactions. Our job is really fire prevention, remain calm. There's thousands of realtors, some who got their license last week, have not done transactions, haven't been through the fire. And so we will take them back to the sale contract about how things are written. Anyways, bird feeder probably won't happen in your situation, but it's really, really to make a point that if it's screwed or glued attached in any way, speakers, those things will stay with the property, ceiling fans, etc.